It says show international radio at Wings and Wheels, Dunside Park 2017. It's Rich Wyeth. With me is team commander of 1PWR Tigers parachute display team, Captain Ian Wicks. Ian, tell us a bit about your role as team commander.
So my role as the team OC is to ensure that we have a team, it's functional, it works, we're fully manned. I oversee at the moment what shows we can attend and what we do, and that works on a basis of community engagement and defence engagement, and what works best for the MOD and the regiment, and also to ensure that the soldiers within the team get the career they deserved. Although they're on the free fall parachute display team, they still have a career in the infantry and within the Princess of Wales's Royal Regiment.
So how many do you actually have on the team?
So at the moment we have 17 members on the free fall parachute display team, and they'll come to the team for normally they'll do 2 years, and that's with a year prior to that at the Joint Service Parachute School, where they'll get as many jumps as they possibly can to become a display jumper. You need a minimum of 200 jumps before you join the Tigers anyway.
That's what I was going to ask you. How do you actually become a member of the team?
Well, you have to be in the Princess of Wales's Royal Regiment first and foremost to join the Tigers Freefall team. And believe it or not, the guys, to actually get guys onto team isn't as easy as what you think. We do run expeds every year where we take people that have never jumped before on AFF, which is accelerated freefall. So therefore their first jump is to 13,000 feet, where they'll be thrown out, or their exit out of the aircraft with two instructors, and at the end of that 2 week period they'll be qualified skydivers. It's then we look at them to see whether they've got a bug for it, because you do need a bug for it, and if they'd be interested coming onto the team. And if they do, then we run a selection process, and if they're fortunate enough to be selected, then they'll come onto the team, as I previously mentioned.
Now, you're here both days at Wings and Wheels, just in your display today, another one on Sunday. But how much training goes into the displays?
So we, at the beginning of each season, we go away and do our team training, which is a 2 week period. We were fortunate enough this year, we had California, and so we'll aim to get about 70, 80 jumps per team member, where we'll go through the routines and the displays, and its currency as well. So to jump a flag, for instance, at a display, you have to have 5 jumps on that flag before you can jump it at displays, because obviously it will change the parameters and the way that your canopy will fly.
Now, the formations you come down, do you change it per display? How do you decide on the formations?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a number of routines which we do change every display. So no display that you'll see is the same. However, with Dunsfold, because Gatwick is only a mile and a half away, the flight path, we are restricted to only 2,300 feet. So as you imagine, we haven't got a lot of time to do certain tricks. And so it's more about the flags, the smoke, and putting a spectacle on for the general public.
Yeah, it's not a very great hike, because I remember doing a stack jump myself many, many moons ago, and it was, before you knew it, you're back down to the ground. It really was quick. This is just one of the many displays you do during the season. How many displays do you actually do?
So when you talk about displays, we talk about jumps. So jumps, we're probably going to do about 65 to 67 displays. So that's jumps into public events. Public events. So this year has been phenomenal. It's been absolutely fantastic. Yesterday we was at Clacton. Wednesday we're down in Folkestone. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday we're down at Bournemouth. So it's a very, very busy season for us, and it's been absolutely superb.
Now, just going back to the jumps that you do and the formations, do you ever consider trying something completely different?
Yeah, sometimes we'll come up with an idea and we'll launch that. We'll always try and change displays and always come up with a new trick for the year. So we're always looking for new tricks.
Now, you mentioned you are the team, but you also mentioned about the day job that you have as well. So how do you combine both during the season?
It's very, very difficult. I'm very fortunate that I've got a good chain of command that supports the team, from the regimental colonel all the way to the commanding officer within 1PWR. So I'm very, very fortunate with that. It's Monday to Friday, full-time army job, weekends, you know, come and do this. So it's the person you should really ask that is my wife, to be honest.
Yeah, she lets you out.
Yeah, she does. She's very, very patient.
Which is fair enough. Fair play. Now, you also compete as well. So it's not just doing the displays, but you can compete in competitions for the army competition, also into services.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough. We came back from California, having spent a month in California, 2 weeks AFF, 2 weeks team training. And literally, we were back 3 days and we went to Denmark and we competed in the Danish military skydiving championships. And we came third overall, which was fantastic. Not only did we compete and come third, which was very, very, you know, the guys did great. We also also opened the military championships, but then also opened their national skydiving championships, which was a real privilege and honour.
Fantastic, brilliant stuff, brilliant. Now, a lot of youngsters are watching you today, and any just air shows, any way you display and jump, what would you say to them? Because they might be thinking, a bit like they want to join the Reds, what would they say to them about joining you eventually?
Yeah, you know, you see us jumping out of an aircraft. We are a recruiting tool. You know, we're bringing the army to the public, so to speak, from the skies. And it's a real privilege and honour to do that. And if they want to join the army, obviously the Princess of Wales is quite unique in that we have a free-fall parachute display team. There are other military parachute display teams out there. Just look them up on the internet and you'll see them. But if you are interested in skydiving, then go on to any website, have a look for skydiving. But if you are, you have to be over 16, obviously, with parents' permission. But if you are under 16, there are wind tunnels within the UK which can give you that experience of free falling, so it can give you a good idea of what it actually feels like.
But you do actually let some people come and do tandem jumps with you?
We do, yeah. We offer what we call the Tigers experience, where that is where, you know, normal tandem, you go up to 13,000 feet, you jump out with your tandem instructor and a cameraman in front of you, you're lucky. However, with the Tigers free fall parachute play team, what we offer, as I've already mentioned, is the Tigers experience. This is where the team will jump out with you and film it and have smoke trailing and flags flying when we come into land. So it's a real unique experience, and it's everyone we spoke to has really, really enjoyed it. And you know, some people have done it more than once.